Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News. Five people have now been charged in a stolen property and drug ring in Nakina. Skylar Long, Jonathan Cumby, Teresa Hersey, Linda Gore, and Jonathan Dorsch face a variety of felony charges ranging from stolen property to heroin and fentanyl. The stolen property case provided evidence that led to a major narcotics bust. Armed thieves took $35,000 in cash and valuables during a home invasion Saturday. Guadalupe Renteria and Yajera Sanchez of Ravens Lane Delco were assaulted, held at gunpoint, and robbed. The intersection of US 74 and Old Lake Road will permanently close Thursday. The Department of Transportation said all traffic crossing the highway will shift to Chauncetown Road as part of the continued project to improve 74 to interstate standards. The new routes will be marked. A starving injured dog seized from a home near Whiteville may have been used as a bait dog, investigators said. Harlem, as he is now called, was picked up Friday from a home on E.A. Barnes Road. He was tied to a tree with no food, water, or shelter. That's despite last week's sub-freezing temperatures. Harlem has visited a veterinarian and is now being treated. He is staying at the shelter while the investigation is ongoing. Rival police also seized a malnourished and abandoned dog on West Columbus Street last week. The tenants of the home allegedly abandoned the dog when they were evicted. That case is also under investigation. An empty trailer was destroyed by fire Friday, and officials are investigating the blaze as suspicious. The home on Old Stake Road had been vacant for several years and had no electricity. A firefighter told deputies that he saw two individuals walking away from the fire while the firefighter was responding to the blaze. Guidance Pharmacy now has a new name and new management. The landmark Whiteville drugstore is now Whiteville Family Pharmacy under the leadership of Angela Souls. The soda counter will remain in operation. Don't worry, you're still going to be able to get your famous handmade milkshakes and orangeades. The staff is also going to remain the same. Whiteville Family Pharmacy is located at Madison and Commerce Streets downtown. Engage Life Church is hosting the Toys for Tots pickup today from 8 a.m. until noon. Bring your identification as well as social security cards or birth certificates for each child. A fluent Spanish-speaking volunteer is urgently needed. Call 910-409-9130 if you can help out. James Edwards is collecting new and gently used blankets for distribution in Western North Carolina. Blankets will be accepted at Body Shapers through December 20th. The Columbus Baptist Association is going to host Meet Me in the Alley in downtown Whiteville Friday from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. Take a break from the frantic Christmas shopping and enjoy some Christmas music, s'mores, cookies, giveaways, and the Christmas story to help us remember what the holiday is all about. The free event is sponsored by Crossroads Church, Pleasant Plains Women's Missionary Union, and the Beaver Dam Original Free Will Baptist Church. Welcome PFWB is presenting its Christmas Cantata Sunday at 11 a.m. and the youth play Bethlehem Express will be Sunday night at 6 p.m. Welcome is located at 3104 Old Cryptown Road, Chadburn. Macedonia Free Will Baptist Church will present a children's Christmas program on December 22nd at 6 p.m. The church is located at 48 Crusoe Road, Whiteville. Trinity Baptist Church will hold a Christmas candlelight service December 22nd at 6 p.m. Trinity is located at 201 South Thompson Street in Whiteville. Magnolia Baptist Church at Crusoe is going to host The Savior is Born December 23rd at 6 p.m. The church is located at 1558 Crusoe Island Road, Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.